Doobie.
Doobie.
There's a growing contingent of people who
recording
still want to roll up their sleeves and shit.
Roll up their sleeves and do what?
They just don't vote the way that we need them to vote.
No, it's just people only vote when it's like popular to do it.
Yeah. Play the sound.
Usually.
Mm-hmm. It's only when it's popular. Like you get, if you didn't vote this year, we fucked up.
Oh yeah, and that's what's gonna happen. What next and year? 2022.
He's running again.
No. It's just you gotta vote every year because
the primaries and shit are way more.
Oh
important.
Yeah, 5A and all that shit. And
no,
all
the Republicans in the school board. Like with this year, there's like the school board and all our city boards are taken over by Republicans. So our cities are held by Republicans.
Yeah,
and that's their plan. It's, these motherfuckers can plan, put a plan into action, and do it. The Democrats can't tell these cracks nothing because guess what? They don't listen because these other Democrats got too much skin in the game. You can't listen to somebody that's playing the stocks. We watching you play the stocks, bitch. We can't trust you either.
So yep.
Too much skin in the game, my nigga. You got to take some of that skin out. That's why you got those progressives, Bernie's old bold ass, getting roasted by Elon Musk, talking about I thought you was dead. Nigga, fuck that shit. I would've pulled up that nigga house fire, with the homies, with the squad. Nah, I got black women with me, nigga. Let's go. We fighting straight up. I'm
Bernie gonna come.
I would've fought that nigga straight up, man.
That nigga got a blowtorch, though, don't he? Elon Musk?
No, it's not a real blowtorch. It's not a flamethrower, no. he explains that it's in the, if you look on the website, it's not a real flamethrower either.
Elon's another one, though.
Like, Elon.
He has the stock market power behind his words. And that's it. Because it's otherwise,
bullshit stocks.
These people are just, they're out there.
Cryptocurrency is not going to be available or usable for the next 20 to 30 years. They're just playing like bullshit. They just get more money to get more loans to live crazy so he can fuck more 21-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. That's it.
What the fuck are the NFT shits?
NFTs are like
non-fungible.
Okay, so
it's
if you go to an auction and you buy fucking Da Vinci's art, it comes with a fucking certificate that goes,
right,
this is real.
So that's all.
NFT is a Microsoft Microsoft Paint picture.
No. It's different.
Put on there.
You got to pay for it. You got to pay to get in. Like you got to have skin in the game. It's a hustle.
You know what that sounds like?
But I just seen everybody selling NFTs and shit, and I'm like, I'm cool.
What was the thing that went around Facebook for a long time? And they were like, you got to get in my pyramid or you got to get in my thing. It's like you give one person $5 and then you got to get three other people to get you. It was like a circle. It was like 2 years ago.
Scam, that was you. Yeah.
No, sure. You was talking about it because I was talking with you guys about it, and it was, I forgot what it was. My pool or some shit like that. Right. And it was people just trying to get money from other people. And then the more money you got from other people, the more money you had. It was so weird. It was literally the Ponzi scheme, but it was on Facebook. And everybody in Denver was looking for them and shit. Like, oh, I need to get someone's pool. I need to get in someone's pool.
It's your algorithm.
I
didn't see that at all.
Nah.
I would never see that because my Facebook
I'm
is
telling
half Arkansas,
you guys
half
know what I'm talking about. I swear to God, look through your shit. I mean, you might not know what I'm talking about. Well, even then, I talked about it with you guys.
It couldn't have been us.
It was. It was.
I have never.
Y'all the only people I hang out with, man. I don't go nowhere.
That might have been a work chat or something, but I don't, because I don't, Facebook and some poll shit.
Yeah, no.
I wish somebody would have asked me for some money when I was on there. That would have got me off there quicker. Are you asking for money now? What? No, I'm out.
So no Facebook, but you're going to have a too blunt Facebook.
No.
You don't want Facebook at all?
I'm not, no.
I feel like the algorithm's too fucking didn't want to do.
You got that?
No, I got.
The network can handle that.
The network can handle Facebook?
Yeah. Why I got to do all the socials?
You don't have
man.
To do all the socials. Just do Twitter. I need your thoughts.
Okay, but you said
no,
that.
No, I just said I was
asking me
I was
about
gauging,
other ones.
Do you want Facebook?
No, I don't.
Okay. Because I feel like the algorithm gets fucked up.
If the network makes it.
No.
And that's what it does.
I wasn't going to put much of our shit on Facebook. I think it would be a net page, and that's about it.
Mm.
There's no goddamn way.
I don't know. Maybe when we get to the point where we got video or some shit or.
Still want to use YouTube for that. I mean, I feel like when you look at other podcasts,
just to drive to it.
Yeah, just to drive straight to something.
That's all it is.
Yeah,
that's just putting putting a billboard on a bus stop, man.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
It's the same thing.
It's a dirty ass bus stop.
It's not a dirty one. It's a really weird algorithm.
It's a dirty one, but it's the one on Colfax that everybody rides. So
I need to
traffic.
Clear out my algorithm.
Oh shit!
Damn. So Facebook is Colfax.
Facebook's Colfax.
Yes.
Or Meta.
They are changing the name.
It's Meta now?
I'm calling it Facebook. They can't change the name.
Is it? But they're not changing. It's the parent, the big company,
dude,
right?
I do not know what that alien-looking motherfucker is going to do. I don't know. I don't know what the Zucker is going to do. I don't.
The Zuck?
I don't get it. I don't know. I don't care. I don't get on Facebook. I don't use it to any for anything.
I don't. I haven't had it for years.
I'm still. I always thought it was a stalking mechanism. That was about it.
It's weird.
I don't get it. I don't get why I still have it.
Social media to me is standing in the middle of the mall and just screaming whatever you're thinking.
I'm doing this today.
And just see if anybody responds to you.
I ate this today. You like that?
Like, yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's nothing wrong with social media. It's us. It's just...
It's cool.
Suck that bad.
It's fine. I go and scream in the mall a couple times. I get on there and I tweet every once in a while and I I don't literally scream.
Oh no,
in
the mall, I was saying
I use my social media, but so I'm not making fun of it to say I don't do it.
You know what's crazy? I don't feel comfortable giving my thoughts
of it to me.
I don't social media.
Neither do I.
I don't. What I do is quotes. If I do anything,
I do every once in a while, but it's general shit. Like I'm not gonna get in depth with my Twitter account. Like I'm not about to put
Why would you put it out there? Who knows you that you can't call? Like that's the hard part. I see people on there and like on Twitter, like that's the nasty page, right? So that's got these girls on it. It's like
nasty page. What are you talking page? About?
I mean you can do more on Twitter, I'm assuming, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So if you follow someone who does nasty shit, that's your nasty page.
Oh.
Anyway, so they'll be on that, and then they'll be talking about, I'm glad I could talk about my mental health on here and all this. But it's like, no, call your friends. Call your friends. Talk to your friends. Don't talk to us.
Let's be real about that,
getting
though.
Getting it out, though, is good.
Let's be real about that, though. Call your friends and see what happens. You're going to get 6 voicemails.
Boom.
And so a lot of people opposed to doing that and then not being able to, you just have that outlet and...
To get it off your chest.
You get it and off also, your chest.
Remember what happened the last time? What was his name? He put it out there?
I don't know, man.
He worked with us.
I don't know.
I don't want to say his name.
Did he have a nasty page? Because.
Remember him?
No.
He put that on. This is when you have Facebook. He put that out there, and motherfuckers, he had 45 responses. Where is he? I have his address. He lives over here now. Someone call him. This is his number. Like.
Yeah, you get swamped.
Tacked him. But they did the same thing. I mean, if you put it out there, now it's a lot more people that are going to give you 6, voicemails or something like that. I get it. It's a form of expression.
No, he said, but just friends.
It's just a weird
you were talking about just friends.
Expression.
Yeah, because he was like, call your close friends. And it's like.
They're not picking up.
Also, not always. I mean, you might have, if you send a text message, like if you send me a text message and you're like, yo, I need to talk to you right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whole different type of dude, though.
But.
Yeah. That's the point, though. That
majority.
If you call me.
Some people don't have a real friend. Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, there's a lot of people where friendships are very, very thin. Like,
Yeah.
And if they're already mentally strained.
I'll get to them when I get to them, and it's like, yo, I needed you. And I'm sure we've all been in that situation where you reach out to somebody, and you're like, damn, please answer your phone right now.
Yeah.
Please respond right now. And then they don't, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
It happens, and some people, that are more extroverted and will jump on social media and, that's the community. Is there's a lot of people, like those are the ones that talk back and forth to each other that don't really know each other, what I'm saying? Is the people that
the pen pal?
I do. I get on Twitter damn near every day, but I tweet like once a week, if that. Probably not. It took the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. And I realized I hadn't tweeted in like 4 years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't.
But that was before now I get on there more often, but I still don't tweet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I still don't tweet a lot.
You were
lot.
Saying you make TikTok videos as well.
No, I don't. No, you a goddamn lie.
See, you do that once a week as well. Can't even hit the button, huh?
You fucking lying your ass off.
I thought you said you
not make no goddamn TikTok videos.
Can you see?
And no,
the little hand chopping joint.
The pod is not gonna have no motherfucking TikTok.
I feel like we shouldn't. That's
if we do, you definitely running that.
What do you
shit.
Want me to do? I feel like there's a lot of children on TikTok.
I don't know.
And this is a smoking.
Be nasty
podcast.
On there. Go ahead and do what was the silhouette challenge?
What's going on with you guys' socials, man? What's a silhouette challenge?
Oh, don't.
Oh,
act like
he act like he don't know none saying? Of that. Yeah, come on, man.
Don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the silhouette challenge is.
Again, stop lying.
Turn it up.
You know.
Turn it up.
You know.
Show me the I don't know. Yeah.
You know about TikTok. If you've been on TikTok, you know the fucking silhouette challenge, nigga.
I have not been on TikTok, yeah.
You know, you shit.
The red light silhouette.
You no, know. I really don't.
These girls will show themselves, and then they have a filter that just shows your silhouette, and any light that's on there, it turns red. So it's like a red light behind you, and then they strip off all their clothes, but you can't see none because it's a silhouette. But they were stupid because you could take that filter off.
What?
Yeah, you can go on TikTok and take that filter off.
So you can take the filter off of their shit?
Yes. There was a thing.
Yeah,
put a filter on it.
So there was a new fappening. Nobody told me.
That's exactly what happened. It was like
you missed all kind of fat.
Millions of girls. It was like, oh my god, and all this type of shit. It was like you put it on there. It was
damn. That's some real disconnect. No, I didn't know about that, y'all. That's crazy.
And they didn't understand that a filter is just that. It's just a filter in front of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a gate.
Okay. Yeah. So I can't stop thinking about this. It's so
these
funny.
Dudes. Yep.
Oh and my was, god, this is funnier than iCloud for sure.
Yeah, man.
Oh my god. Woof. I don't know. So they just set the filter off.
And then they took the filter off.
I've seen at one point people was doing like little flashes of pictures and shit.
Yeah. So you can stop it. So you can try to pause it or screenshot it or something.
And then niggas just started screen recording the shit and was like, we'll just screen record it. And we got it. It's easy. Cool. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, no, I'm not TikToking. Sorry.
No. I don't get on TikTok. I think my initial thing, what I was getting ready to say was I thought it was for kids and shit, for dances and weird shit like that.
It's their source. I mean, because it's like Facebook is old, Twitter's old.
But I didn't
Instagram
know.
Instagram is old.
It's funny, though. Some of them videos be funny on there.
Yeah, Snapchat Sabrina shows me. Oh, a lot of them are.
Sabrina shows me videos from TikTok quite often.
It's funny as hell, man. They got some real cool, like.
I like you just gotta don't fuck your algorithm up. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That is true.
The algorithm is very sensitive.
Yes, it is.
No, I don't want to be somewhere.
Don't look at a video too long, and then all of a sudden, your whole feed be all that, and you be like, wait a minute.
Yep. No, see, my feed, when I was looking at TikTok on a regular basis, was just like niggas making beats and shit.
See, I got a lot of comedy and shit.
See, I didn't get any of the cool
comedy. I got a little bit of all that.
Like Tony Baker and some of them cats and shit like that.
I got niggas playing beats, playing guitar, and riding skateboards at the same time. Shit like that. Stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
About right.
Good for you and your algorithm.
Keaton be lying. He knows shit. Dirty as a motherfucker.
I promise you it's not, man.
Like, pussy? What's pussy?
No, I know what pussy is. I just don't, you know.
What I'm saying? Like, there's a part on the internet that you type it in and it shows you free porn. Did you know about that?
That's that incognito, huh?
That's where it comes in. That's where it comes in. Save you from yourself.
Yeah. That's what Keaton does to his TikToks incognito.
You got a burner phone for all
There's no porn. TikToks.
He just don't remember it.
Is that a burner phone?
You got 14 computers up in this motherfucker. I don't want to go through them.
Go through them. There's no porn. Yeah, there's no porn in my computer. It definitely can't be on the work computer, but there's no porn on my computers. I don't want to, you know, pop that on. And my mom's on the computer. You know, so I feel like I've
that's a personal. I mean, that's not. Nah, you wouldn't put that on the public computer.
Okay, like so I've been around. Computer. I've had friends that were like public porners.
What?
Yeah.
He
would just walk in this room, put on porn, be like, "Y'all see that ass right here?" So I'm out. He says, I can't watch fucking.
I want to say.
Yeah.
I want to say. So, I want to say we know a couple of those people.
So yeah, being around him.
They got a t-shirt.
I get it. When I went to New York,
out.
We walked into a barbershop and they was playing it. Like, I think it was like the old Pam Anderson sex tape.
What?
And I was like, yo, what's going on in here? Like, what
why
is
why are we
this?
All doing this?
I don't want you to cut my hair.
And they was just having a full fucking chat about it. Like,
yep.
I was so lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the barbershop? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I'd be out. I'd leave.
That's very, yeah.
It's uncomfortable. I'm not.
There are some places, though, that, like, the casualness of all that is just mind-boggling. We had a bunch of dudes in the South, and they was like that, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Flipping through and shit. We'd be seeing businessmen come to my bar.
Yeah.
And they just sitting there, swiping through all these
just
bitches.
Just on the hub,
ass.
Huh?
Yep. It's not even the hub. It's the one that you talk to them.
What?
The camera girls.
My hands raised. What are you saying? They're at your bar.
They're at my bar.
Talking to.
Looking through.
I was just. Was you
it's like through? A like an adult dating site.
Oh, he's just Tindering?
Yeah, but it's like nasty Twitter. Or nasty Tinder. And they got their actual titties out and shit like that. I don't know how many times.
That's porn. That's some kind of.
That's some shit, yeah.
That's prostate porn right there, right? Yeah. You call that prostate porn?
I'm just cool with it too, huh?
Yeah. Not safe for work, but you can do it at the bar.
That's exactly.
Saying that shit. Hell no.
What? I'm dropping off this food, man. And I was just like, oh, I want to see that shit.
I mean, you do what you do. Like,
do what you do with this bar.
Don't do it in my house. Do it there.
And don't talk to me
about it. Do it discreetly. Like, don't sit at the bar.
And don't sit at a table. Don't assume everybody does that like that.
You know what I'm saying? Go sit at a table where you can be in the side where if you got that up, people are going to walk by and see your business.
Do you think that's where he started? That's where he started.
But have some etiquette.
Fuck the etiquette. He's been doing it for years.
It's just as bad as the nigga that walks in with the speaker playing.
Oh God,
their music.
Oh God, it's so terrible.
On their phone or something. What are you doing?
Why are you doing
that? Why you're walking in the store? Why do you have your motherfucking music playing that loud with no headphones? Like,
the fuck did this conversation turn into?
No, we did it with boomboxes, but at least they sounded better.
You did that shit outside. You didn't walk in the mall. It wasn't 45 niggas walking around with boomboxes.
Or
where was you at?
Back in the 80s,
as old as it was.
I ain't never seen those.
He lived in the Bronx.
On the bus and shit, they'd have it on the bus just playing.
I remember being on the bus and people playing.
And it wasn't just the hip hop thing. It was like punk rockers.
Just be like, come on, man. But like, I ain't never seen nobody walk in the store like.
with the boombox, yeah, I used to do that.
Oh shit,
Johnny used to do that shit.
That's stereotype.
Get the cord, Jerry. Get the batteries.
It does suck too because it's like even if you do wear headphones, nobody knows you're wearing headphones anymore. So then you're just either talking to yourself or annoying the fuck out of everybody with your fucking music.
I'd rather you do that than me hear your whole fucking conversation.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I can't do that.
So yeah, you can walk around here and look like you half-ass crazy talking to yourself, but don't be. Don't be having that full conversation. I don't care about what you and your son got going on this week. Like, it's cool.
Yeah, we live in the South. I mean, in Colorado, I'm used to kind of like, in the city, kind of used to people just talking to themselves sometimes, too. I'm riding the bus sometimes. You used to people like, man,
yeah, you get that.
And just talking to himself. So I don't really mind the people.
Okay, so y'all have been out of town way more than I have. Is that like the homeless, like the crazy people kind of
shit?
Yeah, is it high here?
It's high. It's higher. Is it higher here?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because
I think it's more noticeable for us. That's what I was telling you. It was like with Seattle, they all kind of left some of the areas that we went to, and they went and concentrated in other places.
Mm-hmm.
But here, they're spread out.
Yes.
They used to be concentrated, now they spread out.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I say give them back to downtown. I do miss the heroin addicts and the heroin dealers selling drugs. That was so cool.
No, because they wanted to build Rhino, right? That's what it was. It was the Rhino Project. It was all that, those.
I'm talking about like
Broadway.
Right by the Capitol.
Oh, in Cap Hill?
Right in front of the Capitol. Yeah.
On Colfax and Cap Hill?
Yeah, it was just like a goddamn.
All I'm saying is that when they were there, Tom's Diner was open. And then when they left, Tom's Diner closed. Where else am I going to get my hats now?
You can have friends make them for you.
Yep.
It's crazy. I used to make that sound in band. Dun, 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 dun. For our football team, they would kick a field goal and miss, and we would play that for them. We wouldn't play for the other team. fuck our team.
That's funny.
That's why I appreciate you guys for living here and having another team somewhere else.
No home team fans.
I appreciate that.
I'm cool with the Nuggets. I'm cool with the Nuggets, but...
I like the uniform. The uniforms are fucking sharp, bro. I like Nuggets
The new city joints is real hard.
Yeah, the red ones?
The ones with the rainbow in it. They got the...
Yes.
They
back the, yes.
That's just
yes,
dope.
Yes.
You don't know shit about it, huh?
No.
You play 2K all the time.
That's the one. I play for the Detroit Pistons. You play for the Pistons.
Bang. Bad almost got you. Bad you boy. Almost got a Jamal Murray one. Because it was... Oh, shit.
Somebody... Oh. That's the man calling. So it's time to go, huh?
Your phone might be working.
That's the man calling. It's time to go.
That's the man?
That's the man.
All right, mofos. Sounds like it's about time to get up out of here, huh?
Nope.
No?
We went to bust out this motherfucker. Damn. I'm going back if the man is
calling. iPhone troubles.
It's time to, you know.
I think it is time.
I think it's time, so we're going
to. Hit him with the outro.
This was a doobie.
Doobie.
Wait a minute. This so, so mofos and mofets, Two Blunt Podcast. You got me. Smoking out the window. Yeah. Smoking out the window. Must have spent 35, 45 thousand up in Tiffany's. Got a badass kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
I didn't know Bruno Mars could have kids. I thought, you know,
when
you
can't have kids.
I thought he was a time traveler, and time travelers, there's got to be some kind of drawback to it. Yeah, these niggas are time travelers, bro. You ain't know. I told you, bro. They got the machine. They didn't want to. You didn't want. They didn't want to tell you.